Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Go ahead and get your Bible and be turning it to the New Testament. Now we're going to be studying about Abraham. And I know Abraham is an Old Testament character. But much of what we know about Abraham is in the New Testament. In fact, it is the New Testament that really teaches us the doctrinal significance of Abraham. And so in just a moment, we're going to be looking at the passages of Romans chapter 4, Galatians chapter 3, and James chapter 2. So while you're turning there, turn beginning first, the book of Romans, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, you'll find it there, and turn to the 4th chapter, and we'll begin reading that in just a moment. While you're turning there, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, we're looking at a series of lessons. In fact, this is the first of this series. We began introducing it in our last class period, but we're on the first lesson, which will take several class periods to work through. It's about the missionary message of the Bible, meaning that the gospel is to be preached to every creature in all the world, and all men are to come to God through Christ by faith and obedience to the gospel. And so we're looking at Abraham, and how from the beginning Abraham was intended to be a blessing to the whole world. Those blessings God promised to Abraham was not just to Abraham and his seed. Some of them were limited to that. But the great spiritual blessing, when God said in Genesis chapter 12 that through thee all the families of the earth would be blessed, is a blessing for us all. And it's a blessing that we can enjoy today. Now let's look at what Paul said about Abraham in Romans chapter 4. He said this, showing us that we are not justified by going back and following the law that God had given to Israel at Mount Sinai, the old law of Moses, which he calls the law here. That would try to be justified by the works of the law, but rather we're justified by faith. And when Paul uses faith in the book of Romans, you can be sure he's talking about the obedience of faith. And so let's look at the difference between how Abraham was saved and how we are saved, or at least the similarities. You see, Abraham was not saved by following the law of Moses. No, he was justified by God before the law of Moses had ever been given. Let me read it to you in Paul's words. Romans chapter 4 and verse 1. What then shall we say that Abraham our forefather hath found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not toward God. For what saith the Scripture? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward reckoned not as of grace, but as of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. Even as David also pronounceth blessing upon the man to whom God reckoneth righteousness apart from works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not reckon sin. Romans chapter 4 and verse 9. Is this blessing then pronounced upon the circumcision or upon the uncircumcision? For we are on the uncircumcision also. For we say to Abraham his faith was reckoned for righteousness. How then was it reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while he was in uncircumcision, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be in uncircumcision, that righteousness might be reckoned unto them. And the father of circumcision, to them who are not only are of the circumcision, but also who walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being uncircumcised. I want to pause here and make sure we notice what it is that Paul said. He says, I'll read it again. He's the father of circumcision to them who are not only are of the circumcision, but now notice this, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. You see, if we're going to be saved like Abraham, we're going to walk in the steps of the faith. Abraham believed and obeyed. He believed, and in obedience he walked in the steps. And so that's what we need to do. This is talking about the fact that Abraham was justified in uncircumcision, and there was no part of the old law of which he was to keep. And when Paul is writing this, there were Jews, some of them even saving, saying that except ye be circumcised, ye cannot be saved. But they were going back to the old law. But Abraham was justified before that. Nevertheless, when God told Abraham what he needed to do, he did it. He obeyed. Now let's continue with the reading. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 13. For not through the law was the promise to Abraham or to his seed that he should be heir of the world, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they that are of the law are made heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is made of none effect. For the law worketh wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there transgression. For this cause it is of faith, that it might be according to grace, that the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed, and not to that only which is of the law, but to that which also is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, a father of many nations have I made thee. And I want to pause here, because we're talking about Abraham in this example of the missionary message of the Bible. Abraham is the father of many nations, and not simply to the Jews alone. And so, Romans chapter 4, verse 17, as it is written, a father of many nations have I made thee, before him whom he believed, even God who giveth life to the dead, and calleth the things that are not as though they were, who, in hope, believed against hope, to the end that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so shall thy seed be. And without being weakened in faith, he considered not his own body now good as dead, he being about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, yet looking to the promise of God, he wavered not through unbelief, but waxed strong through faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what he had promised he was able also to perform, wherefore also it was reckoned to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was reckoned unto him, but for our sake also, unto whom it shall be reckoned, who believe on him that raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up for our trespasses, and raised again for our justification. I now want to turn to another New Testament passage that tells us about Abraham, and this to the Galatians. And when Paul was writing those churches in Galatia, they had a similar problem. There were Jews trying to bring them under and bind them to the law of Moses, which was only intended for the Jews. And the gospel had set them free of all of that. Not even the Jews were to live under the law of Moses, but all Jews and Gentiles were to live under the Christ of the gospel and the law of Christ of the gospel. And let me read this to you from Galatians chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who did bewitch you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was openly set forth, crucified? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now perfected in the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it be in vain? He therefore that supplieth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. Know therefore that they that are of faith, the same are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all the nations be blessed. So then they that are of the faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed is every one who continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. Now that no man is justified by the law before God, it is evident. For the righteous shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith, but he that doeth them shall live in them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that upon the Gentiles might come the blessings of Abraham in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet when it hath been confirmed, no one maketh it void or addeth thereunto. Now to Abraham were the promises spoken unto his seed. He saith not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Now this I say, a covenant confirmed beforehand by God, the law which came 430 years afterward doth not disannul, so as to make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no more a promise, but God had granted it to Abraham by promise. What then is the law? It was added because of the transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise had been made. And it was ordained through angels by the hands of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could make alive, verily righteousness would have been of the law. But the Scripture shut up all things under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept in ward under the law, shut up into the faith which should afterward be revealed, so that the law has become our tutor to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we're no longer under the tutor, for ye are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. There can be neither Jew nor Greek, there can be neither bond nor free, there can be no male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. You see, Abraham was saved by faith, and not by the works of the law, like the Jews were trying to be saved. And we too are saved by faith when we are baptized into Christ.